is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hello and welcome to another weekly installment of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. Still the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. I am your host, the Celebrity Medium. I think we have some good stuff for you this time. Putting some catching up on the unexpected two-week break I took recently. Sit back, lie back, assume a comfortable position to listen to the hot stuff I have for you now. Because of my two-week intermission, I didn't get the chance to catch you up on the arrival in the next world of actress Erin Moran. You remember her from the TV show Happy Days, on which she played Ron Howard's character's younger sister. And from the Happy Days spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi. Not quite as successful as Happy Days, but hey. Speaking of which, actor Scott Baio, who played Chachi, had some insensitive comments to make after Erin left the earthly plane, relating to her history of drug addiction. Hey, Scott, dude, in the future, when somebody you've worked with dies, just say you're sorry they're gone and leave it at that. Jump off the high horse, Chachi. Anyway, Erin arrived in the afterlife during my absence. I'm told there was a nice-sized crowd there to greet her. Many of the people in the crowd were dressed in 50s-style clothing in honor of her Happy Days stint. Things were quiet on the Erin Moran front after that until this past weekend, when it was announced she'll be joining the cast of the Next World sitcom Happy Wife, Happy Life, about which I've told you in recent reports. If you're not familiar with it, go back to the archives, listen to shows from a few weeks ago. It's got a big cast, it's super star-studded, it still sounds like a cheeseball 70s or 80s sitcom to me, but it's a huge hit. You know, it's got, what I'm told, a lot of sexual innuendo, like Three's Company, that kind of thing. Big hit. So, you know, screw me. Exactly what part Erin is going to be playing hasn't been announced yet, but she will reportedly be making her first appearance on the show in the next few weeks. Alright, last week I told you actor Leslie Nielsen, remember him from Airplane and the Naked Gun movies and all that? Well, the first big movie he ever made was called Forbidden Planet. It was back in the late 50s. And his co-star was a very pretty actress named Anne Francis. Somebody got the bright idea to do a Forbidden Planet musical. And Forbidden Planet co-starred Robbie the Robot. It looked similar to the robot from Lost in Space, but it wasn't identical. There are differences, but it's similar. All right, so they've been working on the musical. Little snag. Robbie the Robot ain't working right. Now, when you have a lot of theaters in a location, in a given location, there's a lot of radio talking going on among the crew members of the different shows. So apparently what's happening is radio signals from one of the nearby theaters is interfering with Robbie's remote control, because the idea was to have Robbie be autonomous. And Robbie has lights on the front that kind of flash as he speaks and this kind of thing. That just ain't working right now. So, if they can't get that straightened out, the backup plan is to just have Robbie, and Robbie wouldn't have all the guts and stuff inside. Robbie would have a little person inside kind of steering him. Okay, because Robbie has treads on the bottom, and the little person would be able to see out through a grill, and they would steer him. So that's where this thing is at. It's in production, but they don't have the kinks on Robbie worked out, and Robbie is a crucial part of the show. Robbie was a big deal in the movie. Robbie's going to be a big deal in the play. So once they get that worked out, they will be able to proceed, and eventually there will be a musical of Forbidden Planet, starring the original stars of the movie, Leslie Nielsen and Anne Francis. All right, now, if you've been listening for any length of time at all, you know about the whole Trump City debacle, that whole nightmare. I really don't want to go into that again because it got kind of nasty, and Fred Trump actually called me out by name at one point. Fred is Donald Trump's father. Anyway, it's now being run, this town's like, it's a gated community, and it's now being run by Steve Jobs and Walt Disney, and they're calling it Mediopolis. And they're going to, it was going to be a white supremacist enclave, and now it's going to be a high-tech center in the next world. And I'm told that they were going to put a dome over the town, and the dome is now completed. The dome is finished. So you have a wall all the way around the town that's always been there, and a dome that goes over the top of the wall, completely encasing the town. Oh, by the way, Steve Jobs and Walt Disney, they are not mayors. Their title is curators, because, you know, la-di-da. So, they are the curators of the town. Let's get that straight. Rumor is that the town, and this isn't finished yet, but they're working on this, that the town is going to have a suspended monorail that will go all around the perimeter under the dome. A normal monorail, like in Seattle, is a train that's on a single track above the street. A suspended monorail has the track above the cars, and the train hangs from the track above it, so that you can see the street below very clearly, which I kind of like that. It's one of those in some city in Germany I can never remember the name of that was built in the late 1800s, and it's still operating today. So they're going to have a suspended monorail, and so you'll be able to see everything as you go. Now, another thing they're working on, and apparently this is going to be really cool, it sounds really cool, first-time visitors to the town will be greeted by audio animatronic replicas of Steve Jobs and Walt Disney, who will greet them by their first name. They'll be wearing electronic bracelets that they'll be issued, and in the bracelet will be microchips, and will have information about them, including their names, so that when they walk in, these audio animatronic Jobs and Disney will say, "Hi, Bob. Hi, Jim. Hi, Mary." You know? They're supposed to be very lifelike, which is, I don't know, a little creepy. Also, there's a word that there'll be some sort of self-guiding autogyros for people to fly around inside the city. They won't be able to leave because of the dome, but they'll fly around inside the city. Autogyros, kind of like a helicopter, but not exactly. For instance, if the power goes out to the rotors, the autogyro just, the blades just slow down and you are lowered very gently to the ground. It's almost impossible to crash an auto gyro. So, and they'll be self-guiding, like self-driving cars. Oh, by the way, in case you're wondering, the former mayors of Trump City, which is now Mediopolis, Fred Trump and Charles Lindbergh, still missing. Don't know where they are. Nobody's seen them. And let's see, I also told you last week about Don Rickles, who had just transitioned to the afterlife. He was recruited to go on an all-star comedy tour. We didn't have any names at the time. We still don't have all the names, but we do know that supposedly Bob Hope, Red Skelton, Milton Berle, and some other classic comedians will be involved on this thing. Now, strangely, now considering that it's Bob Hope, Red Skelton, Milton Berle, Don Rickles, who are kind of old-school comedians, the word is that George Carlin was approached about being on the tour, but he turned it down. He said he was just too different from the other guys on the bill and it would really stick out. It just wouldn't work right. So Carlin is not going to be on the bill, but there will be other people included other than Hope, Skelton, Berle, and Rickles. All the headliners are going to take turns being the closing act every night so that no one person is the big star of the tour. And apparently they have at least 20 venues lined up as soon as they have the complete set of comedians ready to go. All right, I'm done. My voice is cracking. I'm done. I'll be back next week, barring anything unforeseen, with more stuff about all your favorite deceased celebs. As you may know, the report is available on iTunes, in the Google Play Store. and on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in Los Angeles, whenever they feel like playing it. In between now and then, would you please subscribe to this thing wherever you find it? And if you have an option to like it, click on like, please. That's really helpful. Thanks a heap and a bunch. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.